And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start today with the Washington Post, who has decided to shine a spotlight and uncover the efforts of the Taliban to tackle climate change. Who knew that some of the biggest environmental stewards in the world were a regime known for its human rights violations and oppression of women? The article is reporting that the Taliban government is asking imams to emphasize environmental protection during their Friday prayers. Moving to Canada now, where a Canadian pastor is making waves with her unique interpretation of the Ten Commandments. The Right Reverend Sherry DeNovo of Trinity St. Paul's Center for Faith, Justice, and the Arts in Toronto. Wow, that's a potpourri mixture if I've ever heard one. Anyway, she's decided that thou shall not commit adultery isn't really about monogamy at all. Apparently, it's just a misunderstanding propagated by those pesky conservatives. DeNovo says that since polygamy was once the norm, Jesus wouldn't have any issues with it at all today. In her Instagram video tagged with the hashtag Queer Bible, DeNovo goes on to suggest that we can easily add all sorts of modern gender identities to Paul's words in Galatians. Well, add to Paul's words? How about that? Clearly, when Paul wrote about there being no Jew or Gentile, male or female in Christ, what he really meant was no cisgender or gender diverse. It's so amazing how a 2,000-year-old text can be ahead of its time when you just ignore context and basic hermeneutics. In educational news, a graduate of St. Cloud State University is suing her alma mater after discovering that a mandatory fee in her tuition went to a liberal student activist group. The young student was shocked to find out that she had been unknowingly funding an organization called Students United, which advocates for controversial policies like the abolition of student debt. The group even runs a charming little website that I will not repeat the name of in this newscast, but it is delightfully articulate if you happen to find it. And the upset student who paid her own way through college without taking on any type of debt is understandably miffed about being forced to subsidize speech she disagrees with. Her lawsuit argues that this mandatory fee violates her First Amendment rights. In corporate news, Microsoft has decided, get ready, hold on to your hat for this one, they've decided that diversity, equity, and inclusion are no longer business critical or smart. Could you ever believe that? The tech giant laid off its DEI team, with the team leader explaining in an email that DEI programs are no longer business critical or as smart as they were in 2020. No, I don't think they were smart in 2020 either. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.